The remarks of the President to the winners of the 5th Annual Voice of Democracy Contest in the Rose Garden, 20th of February, 1952.
Well, Mr. President, as you probably recall, this is the 5th year in a row that you've seen the winners of the National Voice of Democracy Contest, which is sponsored annually by the National Association of Radio Television Broadcasters, the Radio Television Manufacturers Association, and the United States Junior Chamber of Commerce. In this competition, high school age youngsters are asked to speak for 5 minutes on the subject, I Speak for Democracy. Over a million youngsters competed this year, and these are the four winners: Dwight Clark, George Frelo, Mary Gay Masalink, and Thaddeus Zalkowitz. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Well, I congratulate you again. You're really making a contribution to the cause of democracy, because you not only educate yourselves, but you educate some other people while you're doing this, and that's the most important thing in the world. I hope that this function will be continued indefinitely. I think this is my fifth year. Congratulate the winners. And it always gives me a lot of pleasure, because I've told them time and again that I think with peace in the world, which we'll eventually get, the greatest age in history is ahead of us. I'd give anything in the world if I were 18 instead of 68, so I could see it coming back. We're just facing it. So it's up to you now to make it work, and I'm sure you will when the time comes. And again, I congratulate you.
Mr. President, I think Miss Masalink has a little ceremony in which she would like to have your attention, sir.
All right. Mr. President, I'd like to present this plaque to you on behalf of the million high school students who spoke for democracy.
Well, thank you very much. That's just as nice as it can be. Now, I think these photograph boys will be pulling us around to get down in front so you can hand it to me again for them.